Morning, everyone.
Yay, last day. Thanks for being here and sticking around. I've been telling people I've had sessions on Wednesday morning before, and it was only the presenters in the room, so you've exceeded that expectation. So this is a little bit of a study that was off of a big project that I did with Betty Beckmeyer, and Christine Fitzpatrick Laurie was my student assistant for this particular project. And I don't have a slide for disclosure because I don't have any, and it's like, why waste a slide? So, okay, they went the damn. Oh, okay. So I've done a fair amount of work around public health nurses. And as we all know, over the past 5-10 years, there's been a real shift from doing direct services to much more focused of working in with communities, sort of getting out of the office, out of the clinic. And I was that population focus has some challenges with it. And in particular, how do we begin to think about the things we do from a population-focused basis instead of individually? So when we think about things like care, satisfaction, interactions, rather than thinking about it as person to person, how do we think about this as nurse to population? So that's the issue I put forward for myself. And then how do we think about the population as our patient, as our client, as opposed to our individual? So these are some, in essence, I think, conceptual challenges for us as we move forward. So we wanted to ask the question, well, if I think about satisfaction with care, which is such an important indicator across acute care, how do we translate that into this population focus? Particularly when we think about satisfaction is thought about as a quality of care indicator. And if you get into the literature about satisfaction, it's conceptualized as having a congruence between what I expect and what I receive. And so I'm a big advocate of starting with conceptual understanding. And if you go to the literature, everything is about individual patient satisfaction with individual received care. So this was our particular challenge, to try and figure out how to manage, how to measure satisfaction with population-focused care by a nurse. So we had to rethink both satisfaction and who's our patient. So the purpose of this study was to develop a questionnaire that we could say we had good reliability, that we could actually use in the community, that had that population focus, and that could be used by public health nurses in their work with the communities, in the community. So we were starting from zero on this one. We did a search, of course, to see what was in the literature, and we found everything was about individual patients and acute care, maybe primary care. That didn't really help us. We got together a small panel of experts that were working on a larger project with me at the time, and together with them, they were directors of public health nursing and academics, and we did several rounds of, well, what do we mean, how are we going to measure it, those, you know, sort of basic instrument development kinds of approaches. We ended up with 7 different dimensions that we thought would be important in measuring satisfaction with population-focused care. That's the 7 listed here. The value of what was done, how was the communication, how respectful was the nurse, whether or not she was in a leadership position and sort of led the group well, the level of enthusiasm, did the nurse have expertise, and how much was that focus for on population. And after several rounds of working with the experts, we ended up with 19 items. And I'm going to give you an example of some of how those were worded so you can see. So it starts with the public health nurse was sort of the lead-in, made valuable contributions related to the health and well-being of the groups and communities. You realize it's not about me, it's about my community. The public health nurse gave encouragement to committee members to keep working for the health and well-being, again, of groups and communities, trying to get that population concept in there. The public health nurse had a big picture for our community. And then because satisfaction is measured in that discrepancy between expected and received, the questionnaire on our Likert scale was designed in this way, which is a little bit different than you typically see for Likert, but if you're sort of trying to make it easy for respondents to actually get at satisfaction, was it more or less than I expected? And then we simply recode it into a 1 to 5 scale for the statistical analysis. We had the public health nurses in our project distribute the questionnaire. It was basically one page, so it was relatively short, just those 19 items, at community meetings and other kinds of things that we thought where the nurse was at least supposed to be doing community population care. So that's then those at the meetings filled in the questionnaire, and the nurses who distributed it never saw those answers. The questionnaires got put into an envelope and got mailed to us as the researchers. And I'm going to have this. We wanted to have anonymity for IRB because we didn't want to have to train all the nurses to be IRB certified, all that stuff. We didn't collect any data in that nature. We ended up with 134 surveys. We did it in several waves. So yes, it's sort of over time. Overall, we had respondents from 28 different groups. The six counties were part of our larger project, and those six counties were in two different states, Midwest and West. We did some pretty simple, as expected, kinds of analyses, looked at some means. We did the alpha reliability for each of the domains, and we were actually able then later to do some, I'll show you some ANOVAs. So overall, the public health nurses said it was pretty easy to distribute those questionnaires to the community and that they didn't get much pushback from people in those groups. So we were real delighted that it seemed to be easy to administer, if you will. And overall, each of those subscales, those seven dimensions, had good alpha reliability. Even 0.68, while it's not above 0.7, it's not the worst I've seen in some places. The thing that I found kind of interesting, well, there was pretty much minimal variability across each of those domains. And overall, the scores were actually quite high, as you'll see. All right, and so this slide did not translate well. So this was the scale, and the bottom ones are the table didn't. Anyway, tables. So you can see, overall, the point here being that the mean for all the scales were pretty much as expected, more than expected, and you can see the standard deviations are pretty small. So there wasn't much variability in that, and then good alpha reliabilities. We were able to do a little bit with 134, we'd do some comparisons. So we did look by health department using LHD as group, and there was some significant differences across those six health departments in these three subscales, and then in the overall PPPS is population patient satisfaction scale, so the overall 19 items. And it was also interesting that there were some statistically significant differences by state, and that might have been related to the health departments and how they grouped. But I think it's more important to think about this as an indicator that the instrument overall is sensitive and picking up something. And this was my attempt to show an interesting way to look at that. So each color is one of the six health departments. And I think you can see that the green is on the outside, meaning it had the highest scores across all seven of those dimensions. And the orange and the red were sort of in the middle, closer to just a little bit above met expectations. So if nothing else, this sort of gives you an indication that, again, you can see variability across health departments and might be useful as a quality improvement tool to show it like this maybe over time or we didn't want to get it to by nurse because that sort of gets potentially sensitive. So we kept it, I think it's probably better to think of using this by health department or by the kinds of groups that the nurse is working with. So overall, I think that the public health nurses exceeded the expectations of the groups they were working with. So I would say that in general, the populations are satisfied with that kind of population-focused work. None of the domains scored as not met expectations, which I saw as encouraging, like there's no major area that needs improvement. Now that may mean I didn't tap it in those seven dimensions, but if you looked at those were pretty reasonable dimensions to be looking at, and it was easy to use. So I feel comfortable that if you wanted to use it in your work settings, Betty and I'd be happy to share that with you and work with you on the scoring. Lots of opportunities to do research with this in the future. I think communication was the domain that had the lowest alpha, so we may need to work on some of those items and do a little bit of rewording. Certainly love to do this with a larger sample, more groups, more nurses, et cetera. And that if we have that larger sample, then we can begin to look and see, well, what's related to this? Or is satisfaction related in some ways to better other kinds of performance, better immunization rates or whatever? And think about that satisfaction is related to outcomes, community outcomes. And this is my thank you note. This was, if you wanted to see this presentation, we just got it. They really don't like that, do they? In Frontiers in Public Health Systems and Services Research, if you're familiar with that journal, it's public access. So if you go online and get to the Frontiers PHSSR, you'll be able to see our brief report on this. And again, if you wanted to use this, please feel free to contact Betty or I. Thank you so much. And I see photos, but I'll leave it.